from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe, I have to greatly apologize. It disappeared from the system on me, and I had to quickly search for it.
Apologize to Shelty. He didn't get the proper intro. Shelty, I don't know what this guy is doing today.
Shelty, I've given up five runs in the first inning.
Don't say that. Do not say that.
Don't curse them for tonight.
I said it was me that gave up the beginning. It's the Joe Starkey show. I mean, that's the first time I had heard that. And speaking of that, like, are you going what are we doing here? Are you ever going to get like a permanent co-host, or is it just like,
I don't know,
show up whenever you want and
I don't know
do whatever. I mean, like, what's going on?
I told you 2 weeks ago, I don't know when he's here and when he's not, sometimes into the show. And now to my left, I thought I had a trusted producer here, but yesterday City Limits called Bob Pompiani ugly.
He called me stupid,
and now he insulted you off the top of the show.
We have a mediator. Joe thought that I called him stupid because he had some idea, and I said, Joe, I don't know about that. That's kind of dumb. And he said, you're calling me dumb. And Bob was wearing nice...
Big stretch there, Shelty.
Bob was wearing glasses, and Joe said, the glasses look great, don't you think so? And I said, yeah, I think they look good on Bob.
Good. He changed great to good, Shelty.
And that they insinuated insulting him.
All I'm telling you, Stark, now you know how it feels like to be me. You know, I mean, you're getting insulted. I mean, like, but I mean, I'm telling you what. You go after the Godfather in Pittsburgh? Like,
I know.
That's a dangerous, dangerous slope to go down. Like,
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, you may want to update your resume. You go after the Godfather. Like, you just don't do that. You don't do that.
Limits. You could be in trouble when
I'm backed into
again.
A corner.
Meanwhile, Shelty, Paul Skeens. I mean, this is incredible. Everybody knew he had an electric arm. I just didn't know that he was going to have this massive of a repertoire and this sort of veteran savvy and be able to dip into different aspects of it whenever he needs it. It's a change up one day, it's the splinker, it's a bunch of things. Last night it seemed to be everything.
Yeah, last night he was really good. He was really sharp. You know, I think it's easy to be critical. Like the day against the Cubs, he threw too many pitches and still went five innings and, you know, gave up one run or no runs. But this kid is extremely talented with multiple weapons. And I think to your point, Stark, that I really like that you made is he's going to continue to get better because he wants to learn. He wants to be challenged. He wants to do those things. And when you have the weapons that he has, like, I'm really glad he's a Pittsburgh Pirate. I'm telling you that right now because this kid's really talented.
I've asked you this before, but as you've gotten to know him, Like, you know, what's he like when he walks into the clubhouse? Is he a quiet, keep to himself kind of guy? Is he already establishing himself as a leader type guy? What's he like around the clubhouse on a day-to-day basis?
I think he will. He'll grow into being a leader because that's his personality and that's his background right now. You know, I think it's a situation where he's getting accustomed to the group. He's learning, still learning the group. You know, the big thing about it is, and I think we all forget, he's 22. You know, so he's still learning, you know, how to navigate a big league season. He's learning how to navigate a big league clubhouse. But he has thoughts. The thing I love about him the most, though, is, like, this guy likes to learn, man. He likes to ask questions. He wants to be the best. He continues to, you know, like, hey, how can I be challenged? What can I do to be challenged? Like, those kind of things, I think, are what separate, you know, different classes of major league players.
Derek Shelton on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted. Why am I hearing myself from before? Are you playing me out loud there, Limits?
No,
in there?
I did not touch anything.
I'm sorry, Shelty. They're all hell's broken loose here today.
Well, I mean, what's going on?
I don't know. I think he's sabotaging the show.
I get blamed for things that I have no control over all the time on this show. It's an everyday occurrence.
Hey. That, like, be careful using that statement right there. Be careful using that statement. All right? Be careful using that. I'm just telling you, like, that's a dangerous slope.
Well, let's talk about Jared Jones then, because I thought that was maybe as good as he's looked even back at the beginning of the year. When he burst upon the scene the other day, he was spectacular. Yes,
I would agree with that. I think it's as good as he's been since early in the year. You know, the first start off a little bit of rust. The second start off in Chicago, I thought he was good, and you know, but it was a situation where I thought he kind of got out of his delivery a little bit. He let some things within the game affect him, and then this start he went out, was under control, stayed in his delivery. Execution of the pitches was outstanding. And I think the big thing for Jared's going to be is he continues to mature. And again, this is a beautiful thing if you're a Pirates fan. We're talking about another 22-year-old kid. Like, he's like a bull in a china shop at times, man. He just wants to go, and we got to slow him down a little bit and just say, like, hey, man, just execute pitches. Put the ball on the plate. You know, make them beat you. And he's learning that also. And so having – you know, that combination of those two young kids along with Mitch is something that you know, really makes me feel good.
Back to Skeens for a second. When is his next start?
I think we're still deciding that because we have the off day coming up. I think, as you guys know, today we're doing a bullpen day. But it should be, you know, within either the Kansas City, end of the Kansas City, beginning of the St. Louis series.
And looking at the schedule, it figures maybe three more starts. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's what, you know, tentatively we're talking about. I think we're going to have to monitor where he's at and how much he throws. But, you know, I think as we've talked about, we want him to keep pitching. So we haven't fully made that decision yet, but we will continue to talk about it.
When you look at the rotation here, yeah, it's very enticing looking forward. You can picture next season opening with Skeens, Jones, Keller, and then lots of candidates. How is Oviedo doing these days?
He's doing good, and I'm glad you brought that up because I was wondering if that was going to be where you were going. But, yeah, he's doing well. You know, the throwing program's going well. It's just, you know, we got to get through the buildup. I mean, this is a guy that was a big part of our rotation last year. I mean, through almost 180 innings or 180 innings. I think the thing we're going to have with Ovi next year is just how we monitor him in terms of volume because, you know, first year coming off, Tommy John, having thrown no innings, that's where our challenge is going to be with him. But, you know, I think people forget at times that we still have Oviedo and that as effective as he was and the fact that he's still really young too. So that's another really important piece of our pitching depth.
What about Chandler? Is he going to have a realistic shot like Jones did coming into this year to start next year in the rotation?
I think once we get into spring training, we'll have a better idea. That was the same question we talked about with Jared at this time last year. And we just have to see where we're at and what our rotation looks like and go from there. But the strides that Bubba has made, getting to AAA, pitching like he has, I think that's extremely encouraging. I mean, if you talk going back to Skeens, I mean, this is another kid that, like, when you give him challenges and you put things in front of him, he attacks them head on, and that, he's a big part of our future.
Shelty, I've asked you this in many different ways, but as we talk about the future, have you been given any assurance that you will be here next year?
Yeah, I'm like I've told you before. I mean, you love to talk about this topic, Stark, every week. We'll talk about that at the end of the year, but my focus is the rest of the year and how we're going.
Well, I didn't talk about it last week because you can only talk about it so much, but as we're talking about next year, the question pops up, I mean, inevitably, and I was just curious whether you're working on an assurance or whether you feel like you need to get to some sort of benchmark the rest of this season as you analyze next season.
I'm working on us getting better and winning as many games the rest of the year. That's where my focus is and will be, you know, throughout the rest of the year.
As I analyze this season, Shelty, two guys that stand out that I think you were counting on heavily and it didn't pan out, Sawinski and Hayes. So let me ask about Hayes first. Has there been any determination made on or identification on exactly what's wrong and a game plan moving forward?
Well, the game plan moving forward is just strengthening the back, and that's what we're working on, and that's what Key's working on every day, just in terms of getting his back to having the strength that he can to make the rotation that he needs to be a good major league hitter. And that's been the focus that we've had every day. He's working on it. You know, he's at the ballpark every day. He has not done any baseball activities yet. So we're working towards that. And then with Jack is, like, you know, consistency. I think that's been the biggest thing. And you know, in AAA, he has been better over the last 2 weeks and more consistent at bats. But that has been the thing that has kind of plagued him, you know, in both AAA and the big leagues.
Is surgery on the table at all this offseason for Hayes if it doesn't get better?
For Key Bryant, as of right now, surgery is not on the table. So, you know, I mean, when you're dealing with backs, it's a fickle thing. But right now, you know, our plan is strengthening and conditioning and getting him in a position where the back is healthy so he can make the rotation, the rotations that he needs.
I believe City Limits has a couple of questions.
Shelty, you got a chance to see Billy Cook come up and have a good debut. 2-for-4, drove in a couple of runs. What do you like about him, and could we see more guys that fit the profile like Billy Cook, like Nick York or maybe Leyva Pagueira later this year?
Yeah, well, I think the situation is what we see later in the year, we can determine when indie season gets done. I mean, very quick look at Billy. I mean, 2 hits, did a nice job. You know, got his first hit in RBI out of the way, which I think takes a ton of pressure off. One of the things that we like about Billy is the ability to play all 3 outfield positions, be able to play first base. He's a versatile kid. He's athletic, you know, which really gives us a different dynamic in the fact that he can play all 3 and play first base. So really good first impression of him overall. You know, I mean, the other day he got up, drove from Toledo, got here right before game time, and then went out and had a nice game.
Andy Rodriguez in Double-A starting his rehab. Do you want to see him? I saw that he's going to catch a little bit. Do you want to see him at other positions as well just to continue that versatility because of how good Joey Bart has been looking at next season?
Yeah, I think it's a situation where Andy will play. I mean, he will probably play some first on his rehab too. Catching is important, you know, getting back behind the plate and doing that. And it's important for a couple reasons. Number one, just to get back there. And then number two, that's where the volume of throwing that you need to build up is going to come from because of the fact that, you know, the catcher throws the ball more than anybody except for the pitcher. So that's important that the buildup comes that way. The versatility portion is going to be important. But honestly, the most important thing is just going to be getting at bats. You know, because he has missed the whole year, we need him to get as many bats as possible just to build himself back up.
Big question at shortstop. Is Kiner Falefa a reasonable option there? Is there a leader in the clubhouse? Could Hayes move over to short? Is that crazy? How do you think that situation plays out?
Yeah, there's no plans to move Key Bryant to short at all. We have not talked about that. And, yeah, we think IKF can play short. It was one of the things when we acquired him that we felt he could do. You know, that's not to say going into the offseason, who knows. But I think right now we feel that IKF can play short.
Shelty, you're two games ahead of this exact point last year. How would you compare, contrast where the team is, where the franchise is compared to this point last year?
Well, I think we're in a situation where, and you've highlighted it at the beginning of the show, is like our starting pitching is in better shape. And, you know, I think that's, as we've talked about, is going to be the thing that's going to help us sustain and help us win games. I think offensively, we need to continue to take steps forward, both individually and as a club. So those are the important, you know, things that we'll focus on over the next couple weeks and into the off season. But I feel really good about where our pitching's at. I mean, you brought up not only Oviedo coming back, but, you know, you also have a situation where you brought up Chandler, but we also have Harrington that's made steps forward. Burrows is back, being in a situation where, you know, he's healthy and on the mound. So pitching-wise, I think we're in pretty good shape. The consistency of our bullpen is something that we need to continue to focus on, because that has been something that, you know, has kind of plagued us over the last month or so, or month and a half. So consistency there is something that's going to be really important for us.
How do you feel about the prospect of Bednar moving ahead as your closer?
I feel encouraging about it. I mean, there's still room to go. I mean, I think we see him take steps forward, and, you know, the other day he didn't throw the ball as well, and we need to continue to make sure that the command of the fastball is where it's been previously in the last couple of years. That's been the thing that's plagued him the most this year, and we need that to get back to the elite level that it was at, because, I mean, he was at a level for 2 years where his fastball command was about as good as anybody's in the game.
Shelty, we appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
All right. Hey, don't insult anybody this week, Austin. I mean, seriously, like, especially the Godfather.
Great advice. I'll
do my best. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit of advice. Do not piss off Pompeiani. Like, come on.
Might be a little late for that, but
I didn't think he was angry. I'll call Bob right at the break and talk to him.
At least text him. All right. Thank you, Shelty.
All right. See you guys.
That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, that was like I was called into the principal's office, like we think some of the players might be, and issued a stern warning by Shelty.
Felt like the interview took a dark turn when I went to the job security thing.
Yeah.
Right? But I mean, when
he
we're
seemed
talking,
more angry at me than you about the Bob thing that we basically hyped up as a big thing, even though it's not at all.
I mean, it's weird to be talking about next season when you don't know who's going to be making the decisions. You know what I mean? It just feels like the elephant in the room as we're analyzing what's going to happen next year. But one thing for sure about the Pirates, and this is why, you know, the idea of blowing it up again to me is ridiculous. No, they're going to start the season with Skeens, Jones, Keller, maybe Chandler, Oviedo, I don't know, Ortiz, Falter, a veteran. They're going to start the season presumably with an unbelievable rotation, I think. I think that's pretty incredible. A guy who a lot of people be picking to win the Cy Young next year. The hard part should be taken care of around here. That's what drives you crazy. That's what everybody wants. They have the hard part taken care of.
And starting pitching. They have four key guys you can depend on. I play Oviedo in that category. He was terrific last season.
And then you put Cruz and Reynolds up at the top of your lineup somewhere. And I think Cruz is going to take off offensively next year. I really do. I think he's having a pretty good year this year.
And he hasn't been bad defensively in center. He hasn't been tested that much.
Right. But you got to find, you got to make sure the bullpen is where it needs to be going into next season. You may have to make a big decision on Bednar. I don't trust Ben Cherington to make those decisions, by the way. I don't know who would at this point, after the roster that still last night has the likes of, you know, Alika Williams and Michael A. Taylor came into the game late, and Triolo, and come on, what are we doing? Grandal got hot late, but sort of got hot after it didn't matter anymore.
Right.
And Rowdy, on balance, even though he got very hot, that was not a good signing. Would you agree with that?
No, it was good for a month or two, and that was really it. The other portions haven't been great. The one thing I did want to ask Shelty that I completely forgot about until like the very end is, why not let Paul Skeens throw to Henry Davis when healthy, or Joey Bart, because those guys will be here next year and Yasmani Grandal will not?
That would have been a great question. You should have asked it.
I think about that every time I'm at a Skeens start or go or watch Paul Skeens pitch. And it slipped my mind and somebody reminded me.
We want you back to talk more Pittsburgh sports. This can be a very stressful time of year. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Very easy to set up. Very easy to do something important for yourself here with people who really know what they're doing. So, yes, get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Big things happening ahead. Mike Tomlin, top of the hour. What's he going to say about the quarterbacks? That's what I'm interested in. I'm sure you are too. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It was interesting when Shelty took up your plight as if it were his own, because you said you were getting unfairly blamed for things you didn't do.
Yeah, I was joking around.
For things that you have no control over. That's what you said.
Yes, that
you
is said, what I said.
I'm getting unfairly blamed for things I have no control over. And Shelty basically said, tell me about it.
That's what I took from it.
Very interesting stuff there, City Limits. So in the midst of our joviality, maybe a nugget of truth was revealed that Shelty feels he's been unfairly persecuted.
And I think people realize on the show, like, we do this once or twice a week where we just go back and forth and have fun with things. But, I mean, Shelty seemed pretty adamant about that statement, that it was pretty factual and just kind of rode with it, that he kind of gives you a little pat on the shoulder. I know what you're feeling. I understand.
We commiserate something on that notable. One, Shelty said to Limits. The other thing, I can't get away from the job security thing when we're talking about next year, right?
We don't know.
I couldn't go on with it without at least addressing it because he's in a very good mood today. And he's freely, addressing what we're going to do as a franchise next year. I thought it was appropriate to ask, have you been given an assurance that you're going to be back? And then can we hear that, by the way, at some point?
At some point, yeah.
To that point, it had been extremely jovial, and then it took a very dark turn immediately. And just to get back to the Bob thing from yesterday.
Yes.
Bob was very sensitive, as people with new glasses often are. And you hit him at a very sensitive time with an insult, and it sent him reeling. Do you have a replay of what was said?
I think I need to go to the school of insults here, because telling somebody that their glasses look good.
No. It was in the context. Go back to the tape. Go back to the tape. I was overzealous. I do think Bob's glasses look good.
I thought they looked fine. There was no problem with them.
That's, again, it's an insult. When somebody's feeling sensitive like that, you tell them they look great. So go back to the tape where I said great and you downgraded it to good.
Give me 1 minute here. I'll have to use Paul pause.
Because I think that I think this was legitimate. You injured Bob at a very vulnerable time for him. That's really the bottom line. Maybe unwittingly, I'll give you that. Like, I don't think you were going after him or anything, but you injured Bob at a time when, in front of the whole class, he was wearing his new glasses for the first time. And everybody, it's the equivalent of everybody in the class turning toward him and him being in that space that we've all been in. I had braces in sixth grade. I'll never forget my mom dropping me off at Smallwood Elementary School in the middle of the day and the terror that I felt walking into the class with braces. Never forget it. And you hurt Bob. So let's hear this.
People, how about when I was in grade school, people would make like fake Instagram accounts and parent, and they'd act like they're me.
they did.
It was horrible. They'd make like fake accounts. They'd like to copy my bio. We were in like the sixth grade.
I don't like
and
that.
These rascals, maybe is the best
rascals
word to call
is
them.
A good word, yeah.
We're trying to impersonate me. It was very hurtful and offensive.
Yes, and imagine if someone jumped in and poured salt on that wound like you did with Bob. Absolutely stylish.
Do they look like I'm metrically savvy if I wear them?
I think you look great. Do you agree, City Limits?
I think Bob looks good. But
That's it. You hear that.
Surely you hear that
you downgraded, and you should have seen Bob's face. He immediately went after you then. I don't think you did it intentionally.
No.
Let's hear it again. Let's see, because I was intentionally overzealous because I wanted Bob to feel good, and your tone and the word you used was a clear downgrade. Absolutely stylish.
Do they look like I'm metrically savvy if I wear them?
I think you look great. Do you agree, City Limits?
I think Bob looks good. But if he prefers without the glasses. And Bob says, oh, no. And I thought.
I know. No. I think a text apology is in order. And I'll back you because you didn't mean it.
No. And everybody, Bob knows that.
No, he doesn't. I can tell you that.
You know how much of a legend Bob is? Like in my family household
yes.
that watches Bob. We watch Bob
right.
every night on the news.
So this should be horrifying that you've insulted him. A little text.
You know that Bob actually called on Friday and tried to prank you.
What?
And
I don't remember who it was.
Why didn't
you tell me this till now?
Because I was looking at the last text that Bob sent me on Friday. He said, why did you keep me on hold for so long?
Who was he?
And I responded, Bob, you messed up prank calling. You called the hotline. No one's going to prank call on the hotline. It's a dead giveaway. He responded with a word that I can't repeat on the air.
So who did he call as?
I couldn't even tell because he was mumbling. He was like, this is Sam in the woods. And I was like, what? I was like, all right, what do you want to talk about? I want to talk about the Steelers. Okay, I'll put you on hold. Not taking that guy.
Especially on the hotline. I mean, he ruined the whole thing. I mastered that craft. And then Pony perfected it. That's the bottom line truth. He really did. And Bob, Bob's never going to be able to get me back for that.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
He's never going to be able to sufficiently get me back for that. All right. Why is West Virginia a better rival than Penn State? I truly believe this. I've written and said it many, many times over the years. It's very simple. It's proximity. That's what it is. We're West Virginia's big brother in this rivalry. It's big brother against little brother. The most vicious kind of rivalry. And yet, once the fighting's over, I like West Virginia. Always have. My nephew Danny went to West Virginia. My sister Bridget taught at West Virginia. I love the state of West Virginia. I've been to retreats in West Virginia. Great places. I've played golf in West Virginia. I was friends with the mayor of West Virginia, one Bill Byrne. So yeah, I have a soft spot for that state and that town. I truly do. But it's not Pitt. I mean, when I first came to Pittsburgh, my dad and I went to the Cathedral of Learning. It's the first place we visited. He was a guy who used to, he was a professor of European history. So he traveled all over Europe and he would go into churches and things like that and make little drawings where you like press the chalk against the whatever the carving is, you know what I mean, in a church limits. And if you press the chalk and just, you know, sort of scribble, the indentation comes out on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
He used to do that. And he was fascinated with the Cathedral of Learning, what with all those rooms over there. And then, you know, I made a life in Pittsburgh in the shadow, basically, of the Cathedral of Learning. Lived right over in Shadyside. Orange indoor outdoor carpeting in the apartment at 5823 Holden Street is where I lived. Lived all over Shadyside. Covered Pitt sports for many, many years. If you ask me today, what was the favorite thing I ever covered? It's the Big East basketball tournament every year. So, yes, I have a soft spot, bigger soft spot for Pitt. But the point is that that rivalry goes back decades and decades and decades. And if you and I wanted, we could practically walk to Morgantown. It's literally in our backyard. I like this rivalry better than Penn State. How do Bostic and Dickerson feel? Can you text them? I'm going to text them. Text them right now. Say to Bostic, we're talking about this on the show right now. Better rivalry, West Virginia or Penn State? And then ask Doran, okay? Will you do that?
Texan Doring right now.
Why do you feel it's Penn State? The games feel bigger or what?
I think the games feel bigger because it's a state rivalry. In terms of recruiting, you see a lot of times where it's always Pitt and Penn State going at recruits. And over the last however many years, a lot of the big-time recruits in the Whipple have gone to Penn State over Pitt. And I know Pitt has taken, at least I would imagine that Pitt has not taken that very fondly, where, I mean, think about, I think of Johnny Patrician, who I've done sporting events with and stuff like that. He went from Penn State to Pitt and some of the other guys to transfer back to Pitt.
I mean, it's not like West Virginia and Pitt haven't had that too. Maybe not on that level. I don't know.
I think because of the fact that it's a state rivalry, there's so many people in Allegheny County and surrounding that.
It's a state rivalry, but it's a big state. This one's closer. This one's 75 miles away.
Yeah, but I'm talking about,
this one's the Hatfields and the McCoys.
So many people go there.
This is in your family.
I don't think as many Pittsburgh people go to West Virginia as
probably
they go to Penn State.
Probably
maybe that's
not
because it's a bigger school.
What's the
obviously
better rivalry? 412-928-9370. 928-9370 as a Pitt fan or West Virginia or Penn State.
All right, we're back. Joe's experiencing a bad case of the hiccups. We'll take a call with Luke in the car wanting to talk about the West Virginia Pitt rivalry. Is it better than Penn State and Pitt? Luke, what do you say?
Yeah, it's a much better rivalry because the two teams are more matched. They're matched better. I mean, Pitt and West Virginia, if I'm recalling correctly, are about 36 and 36 in the last 70 some odd years. If West Virginia got killed by Penn State repeatedly for years, as much as we'd like, I'm a WVU grad, as much as we'd like to beat Penn State, and how much that'd be a great win, at Pitt West Virginia, they're just matched better, and we like to. We like to fight one another anyway. It'll work out better that way.
That's actually a good point. Linus, yeah. Were you concerned about me there?
I was. You looked not well.
That was the worst hiccup attack of my life.
I was trying to see if you needed anything.
What's this nice man's name?
This is Luke in the car.
Luke, I apologize. I had a hiccup attack.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you. I agree with you, and you've raised an excellent point. Maybe they are better matched, well, city limits. Maybe they're closer. They're brothers, like I said.
The matchups between the two are better. Like the matchups that WVU and Pitt have had over the years have just been better games. Because Penn State is a better program. West Virginia and Pitt are just better matched up against each other in terms of how the programs are constructed and really how the games are played. They're two teams that play a very similar style of football.
I don't know about that.
And how they're built. You don't think this year?
In terms of, yes, I'll buy that. Most years, in terms of not building with five-star recruits and things like that, yeah.
It's a program, two programs that rely on recruiting around the area, developing your players, not too many transfers, and both of them, I mean, they are fun matchups to watch because they're always so close and down to the wire.
It's a better matchup than Penn State. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. All right, we're going to get to Mike Tomlin next, and this should be very, very interesting. I think he says, you know, we're leaving the light on type thing for Russell Wilson, or we'll let the week's work be our guide, whatever he says with that one. I don't think he's going to name a starter, do you?
I don't either.
I think he's just going to say, we'll let the week play out here. But I think he will say, I've told you guys that Russell's in the pole position, so yeah, if he's healthy, he'll go. I think. But that's the intrigue building here.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.